This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Radio waves, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. What happened when one college student in Illinois decided she was going to smoke a cigarette outside? She was attacked by the police while she was in her desk in the classroom. We'll tell you about that here in a few moments, but you can call in to bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll go to the phones and do the fun first. Ryan's in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Yes, how's it going tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
I just wanted to address one of the things you guys were talking about. You were talking about how law enforcement individuals, they should be, you know, using their conscience more and trying to make moral decisions off of that.
Yeah.
I feel once you've actually been in law enforcement, you need to realize that in order to change the law, the citizens need to be united, and they need to change the law through the voting process.
Are you a former cop?
I'm actually current law enforcement.
Current law enforcement. So are you saying that the fact that the people haven't been able to successfully change a law somehow negates your moral culpability for enforcing a bad law?
No. What I'm saying is any law enforcement who undertakes that pledge to do what they've decided to do and protect the people, protect and serve the citizenry, the laws on the books are a direct reflection of that citizenry electing individuals to pass those laws.
Sometimes they're legacy laws, and sometimes they're not enforced. So up here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure that this is on the books in plenty of other states, and there's lots of other silly laws, it's illegal to open your business or to play sporting games on Sundays.
It's true.
I haven't seen anyone...
Right, like a blue law.
What's that?
A blue law.
Yeah.
Right. So, but no one ever calls it a blue law. No one says, oh, law enforcement officers, you don't have to enforce this one. It's just that for whatever reason, the representative republic that we exist in has failed the citizenry in this area and isn't, you know, no one's enforcing. It's just a stupid law that nobody's going to enforce. So
well,
I kind of wonder about those.
There's something called officer discretion. And officer discretion,
so we're talking about.
As long as you are not endangering anyone else. For example, if I pull you over and you ran a stop sign, however, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, you're on a back end dead road, there's no one around, I stop you, it's my discretion to issue you a citation or not, correct?
Sure, absolutely.
So that's what it also boils down to is common sense. So it's the responsibility of law enforcement to have common sense, but it's also the responsibility of the citizenry to hold their law enforcement accountable.
That's very difficult. You know as well as I do that law enforcement has more power than I do, and to be able to hold them accountable is very difficult. How do I hold a law enforcement officer accountable?
Video camera.
No, that's about it.
Correct.
You know, you've gone from, on one hand, saying things I disagree with to saying things I agree with. I mean, in the beginning of your call, you were making these excuses for enforcing bad laws because, well, you know, that's what the people supposedly want. Otherwise, they'd change them. But then you went on to talk about officer discretion, which I totally agree with and I think should be utilized more often on more laws that I consider to be bad. And I know there are officers out there, for instance, who do not agree with the war on drugs, but yet they feel they have to enforce the war on drugs because they believe they'll be punished by their superior officers if they don't do so. And then certainly there are cops who will look the other way when they are given the opportunity, and I appreciate those officers for doing that. But so you are agreeing that, you know, anytime you want, unless it's like some sort of violent felony, generally an officer can decide to use discretion, right?
Correct. And, you know, the problem with the war on drugs is it's such a complicated issue. You're talking about something from the scope from marijuana all the way, you know, up to heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, stuff like that. That's a problem that's not going to be solved overnight. But one thing,
it's certainly a war that hasn't been won.
Correct. One thing I did wanted to touch on with respect to law enforcement is, you know, the biggest problem law enforcement is facing currently is the bad media coverage, because the media coverage is going to show you what people want to see, which is the controversial, you know, excessive force type stories. The problem with that is if you talk to any person who's been in law enforcement for any number of years, they're going to tell you the vast majority of contacts they make with people are extremely positive. They're extremely community policing oriented. The problem is in law enforcement, it's like any other career. You have people who are going to abuse their position. They're going to abuse their power, and they give everyone else a bad name. And
I agree with you on that.
We've run into this situation where there's a lack of respect across the country for law enforcement, because the media is basically saying that it is okay to disrespect police officers, to pay them no mind.
The media didn't used to say that, though. I mean, like, things have changed, and one wonders why things have changed. And it might have to do with law enforcement not serving the American people as well as law enforcement serves, the citizenry of Western European democracies. The United States has, you know, 40 times as many killings as many countries in Western Europe.
By police, you mean?
By police of of the citizens. So one has to kind of wonder, is it the chicken or the egg on this one? Did the media
used to be very, very worshipful towards law enforcement, and much of it still is. I don't know how persecuted you guys are by the media, but don't you think that law enforcement has sort of done this to themselves? I mean, for instance, if you weren't out there, and I'm not saying you do this, Ryan, maybe you're one of the cops that looks the other way, but if police in general weren't out there arresting everybody's brothers and sisters and friends and family members and neighbors for non-crimes like statutory rape and, illegal possession of alcohol or having a plant or a chemical, then people would not be so scared of you guys. People wouldn't be, there's a certain mentality of people in more urban neighborhoods, and they've got it right. When the cops come knocking looking for help with stuff, they don't talk to them because they know better. They know that a lot of these cops are looking to put people in handcuffs who've never hurt anybody else. I mean, you do see how arresting peaceful people who have not actually committed an offense with a victim, that could destroy your credibility, right?
Look, that's not lost on me. I understand that there are, you know, there's these minuscule misdemeanor crimes that, you know, once again, for me, that all boils down to officer discretion. Because what you're talking about is if I roll up on a 15-year-old kid who's got a little bag of pot on him, I discover it, you know, that's on me to decide to whether shake it out to the wind and say, you know, where did you get this, and tell them to kick rocks, or, it's on me to throw handcuffs on them. So, well, I think what you're really talking about is lack of training, and it's different personality types that you're dealing with. So at the end of the day, yes, you're going to have those gung-ho, arrest everything that moves type cops, but for the most part, most cops are geared towards community policing nowadays. They're trying to get the trust back from the communities that they serve.
They've got a long road to hoe.
Well, if they want to get trust back, then they should make public announcements about how they're joining law enforcement against prohibition and encouraging everyone else in their department to join as active law enforcement officers.
Chiefs of police and the heads of police unions are going to state capitals, and they're advocating for more crimes. They're advocating for longer sentences.
Victimless crimes,
yeah,
you mean?
Well, yes. Yeah. New crimes all the time. And that isn't it's not particularly helpful.
Yeah, I wish I saw it the way you did, Ryan, because I see what Mark's saying. I've been in the State House. I've been there testifying when these chiefs of police come in there. If there's even the slightest proposal to tweak the marijuana laws to be a little bit more, you know, nice to people, to decriminalize a little bit, these cops come in there and they act like it's the end of the world and that the world's going to set aflame if this, you know, decriminalization passes. So there's a long way to go. I thank you for sharing your thoughts here tonight, though, and call us anytime to give the law enforcement
perspective.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're coming up on the holiday season. It's going to be here before you know it. They've already got the Christmas supplies in. Halloween's over. Christmas supplies come in.
When did that happen?
It's been going on for a long time.
I remember it used to be after Thanksgiving, and they came full bore right after Thanksgiving. I just don't remember.
No, I worked in retail in the 90s. It was like this back then.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about when I was a kid. And I am 10 years old.
Well,
you're a senior.
You probably weren't paying close attention to things like that when you were a kid. That's all.
When I was a teenager, it was still 10 years younger than you and then working in retail in the 90s.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, just saying, Mark, for at least about 20 years, it's been this way. So it's not like some sort of new phenomenon.
Was it post-Halloween that it began when you were working retail?
Usually as soon as Halloween was done, Christmas went in.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
because there's not really much to... you don't decorate for Thanksgiving.
Nope, but you want to start selling the stuff beforehand.
Sure, I understand. I'm saying the people...
some people want to decorate during Thanksgiving or after or whatever. Anyway, now's the time to start doing your shopping, and you can save by using our Save It Purse link, saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, if you have Bitcoin. But if you don't have Bitcoin, then you can still get your stuff from Amazon, and Free Talk Live will benefit when you go through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon US, Canada, and UK. Just go into whichever one is right for you. Get your shopping taken care of. Get a great deal because, you know, it's Amazon. They got great deals. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple. Start at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's go first to Randy listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Randy, where are you at in Florida tonight? Tallahassee?
No, just north of Tallahassee.
Close enough.
But,
listening to WBFT. Go ahead.
I'm calling about the police, and I've been thinking about this, and what you see in a lot of these cases is, you know, some of these people are being stopped. The policeman tells them to stop. It's a traffic stop. Maybe they had a broken taillight or something like that. And then they start fleeing the police or trying to escape the police or running away from the police.
Generally a bad idea.
And the policeman has somehow gotten the idea that it's up to him to execute a death penalty on somebody just because they're not obeying his order to stop. You know, and I'm all behind the police, but this is what is going wrong right now.
Because, so you've gone too far.
I mean, there should be so a lot more common sense being used. And
so you feel like they jumped to too much violence too fast?
Well, they're not in the position to decide that this person is supposed to die just because they're not obeying his order to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you were right and that they weren't in those positions, but unfortunately, they get away with it more often than not.
There's an old Monty Python bit, and I think it's Monty Python that did it, and it's the police officer, it's a bobby in New York who's unarmed. He's got like a stick or whatever.
Okay.
It's like, stop, or I'll yell stop again. Right? Like that's the – so like either
– Well, that's right. There was a video the other day of something in England. Okay, and in England, all the – cops are not armed. You know, they're not anything
like here.
Some
of them are, but yeah, generally the street cops are.
Not anything like here. And there was a man brandishing, and a large man brandishing a butcher knife in the street, you know, and he was slashing out and charging and all this stuff, and they would actually back off, and they waited till there were about, you know, 15 or 16 of them around there, and finally they subdued the guy, and nobody shot him. But he wouldn't have lasted. You know, this guy that was slashing towards these cops would not have lasted very long here in the United States the way we do things now. There was no, you know, there's no way. And they get impatient, like in some of these situations where they've got the SWAT team or something like that. It's like they've got to resolve this situation.
Well, they got their toys and they have the intention to use them. Hey, Randy, I think you're right on, man.
You could starve the people out if you just had some patience. You don't have to go in there and blow them up.
You are absolutely right.
Just to get it over with quickly.
Great call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Yeah, he's absolutely right. What's the rush? That drug dealer's going to come out of there at some point. He's got to go to the grocery store to, you know, feed himself. He's not going to live forever in there.
And what needs to be understood is that there's far too many instances where firearms are employed by law enforcement. And, you know, when firearms are employed, this is going to be a problem. So I'm not saying that this is exclusive to law enforcement. It certainly isn't. But when firearms are employed, you know, those bullets go places. And sometimes you're talking about a recent story where a kid was killed in a stop, and you know something happened. They were trying to run or something like that. There's also you know, a situation in New York where some police officers were trying to shoot a guy. They shot a bunch of other people.
Oh yeah, it's dangerous.
But let's go places.
Let's go to Scott listening in Indianapolis to WIBC FM. Hey Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello Ian. I was going to give you a quick help before I get on to my question, which was stop, or I'll say stop again. I can tell you specifically that was. It was Robin Williams, actually, the late Robin Williams that stand-up
great.
Did the Met, the Metropolitan. So
I shouldn't be giving the credit to Monty Python just because I like him then.
Yeah. Or it was. I used to have the tape. I know for sure. But anyway,
excellent.
The my question was, I assume you and Mark both consider yourselves libertarians. Is that right? I don't really know exactly, because I've never really heard you say exactly what you consider yourselves to be.
I prefer the term voluntarist, but I'll accept libertarian.
Okay. That's why I was asking, because I was trying to sort out if you were a libertarian. I always thought you were, of the two, you between you and Mark, you're probably the more doctrinaire of the two, maybe slightly more so. But to me, I mean, my question is, yeah, all this talk about, you know, well, we'll have discretion, you know, widespread discretion, not just on things like, well, we'll let you go on a speeding ticket on a warning. But, to me, that sounds like what you're really talking about is more anarchy than libertarianism. Because from my standpoint, if it were, I mean, I know you call it voluntarism, but libertarians, to me, if they disagree with the law, they're all for changing it through the political process, changing it through referenda, changing it through the conventional legislative measures and the like. But instead, it just seems like you're like, well, if you're signed up for law enforcement, which is pretty much the job, enforcement, and that doesn't mean always enforcement, but there are some things that I know law enforcement are required. They're required to take somebody. If somebody has to go to jail for domestic abuse, somebody has to go to jail for that if they get a call on it because there have been
depends on the geography in that circumstance.
Yeah.
But I think in just about every state, you can safely say if an officer sees a felony committed, they have to take that person in. That's a pretty safe one. Well, okay, here's what I believe on this subject. Is I'm for more freedom every issue, every time. And if that means that you know, an officer needs to use discretion in order to let somebody, you know, to let a victimless crime, somebody's not going to harm anybody, go, I'm for that. However, I would like to see the laws reflect what my belief system is. But, I mean, until then, I don't advocate. Look, I'm sorry. The law is we gas the Jews. So until we get the laws changed, all the Jews need to get gassed. Now, this is obviously argumentum ad absurdum or whatever the Latin is for that. But, it, you know, nonetheless, it does illustrate that I'm not for bad enforcement of bad laws. I'm against bad laws.
Stand by, Scott, if you want to continue the discussion here. Libertarianism or anarchy? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've got Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also join us on Skype. At Skype, username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And if you need legal stuff taken care of, you go to LegalZoom.com. I had a friend of mine actually filed for an LLC using LegalZoom. He says he uses them all the time for it because it's super easy. You give them the money, give them the information they request, and they send you the paperwork.
Well, if you use coupon code FTL, you'll save some money on it, $10 at the very least, and we get a little spiff. So there you go.
Do we? Okay, yeah. That's good to know. Yeah. LegalZoom.com and code FTL to save $10 on your order. Let's go to, by the way, the gentleman we were on with there dropped off the line a few moments ago. He was asking if we're real libertarians.
Right. Well, the concern was essentially, do we believe in the rule of law, or do we believe that do libertarians believe in the rule of law, or do libertarians?
He seemed to think that libertarians believe in the rule of law.
I don't disagree that some do.
Some might, but the definition of a libertarian is a very baseline definition, and that is that someone who believes essentially you should not be using aggressive force to achieve political or social goals.
Or
usually, the rule of law is. is, by definition, the use of aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. So I don't think that you can be necessarily a libertarian and agree that laws should just be blindly enforced, which is what the rule of law is supposed to be.
Well, I disagree with you. I think that I'm a big tent libertarian, and I believe that people who
you don't believe libertarian means what it means.
No,
that's what you disagree with me on.
I don't believe that your definition is necessarily the definition of libertarian.
My definition is the one the Libertarian Party uses, which is arguably the most notable libertarian organization on the planet.
Yep. That is certainly the case. However, the Libertarian Party doesn't kick out people that advocate for laws in certain areas. So
they should, though.
Well, I understand. But that's just you're just a hard liner in that way.
Right.
I say that people who are basically socially liberal, and that doesn't mean that you're running around topless smoking pot in town. What that means is that you respect people's rights to live their lives as they wish, so long as they aren't harming you, socially liberal and fiscally conservative. Fiscally conservative.
You can't be that and believe in blindly enforcing the law. You can't do that.
Well, I don't know that necessarily is true. If the law enforcers only have, say, a few very small laws, let's say that there's just a few laws.
That's not what we're talking about.
I understand.
We live in today's world.
What he's saying is, we do live in today's world. What he's saying is should we not have police that enforce the law as the law is written, and then we can change the law so the law is written well?
No, we should not have that, and no libertarian who's worth their salt would believe that.
I understand some do, and I'm
they're
happy,
not real libertarians.
I'm happy. Well, you're always trying to pull somebody's libertarian card. Do I get mine today? For God's sake.
Yeah. And, do you agree that peaceful people should be left alone? If so, you're a libertarian. Yes, if you think that peaceful people
that
should be arrested by some sort of state apparatus until the law gets changed, you're not a libertarian. You're a statist.
I understand. I also am aware and live in today's world where police officers are going to be fired.
Not if they're tenured, they're not going to get fired.
Yeah, they're going to get fired if they refuse to enforce victimless laws over and over again. That's ridiculous.
No. Now, generally, you can't fire bureaucrats once they've gotten into their tenured position.
Yes,
they could put them on the overnight shift or make sure they don't get any kind of bonus time or something like
that. That's where they'll start.
When's the last time you heard of a cop being fired for that?
They don't do it because they're not the types. Those aren't the types of people that hardline libertarians
are
not going to become.
Our friend Brad Jardis, who was on the show in the past, who was a former law enforcement officer,
they did try to
oust him for it, but they were unsuccessful at doing that. And it wasn't just because he wouldn't enforce drug laws. They came after him because he did come out and speak out against the war on drugs. And I forget what the exact reasoning they used to try to get rid of him.
He said that he was one of the best enforcers of those drug laws. He enforced those laws and then spoke out against them, if I recall correctly. And he had a huge amount of community support, and so I wouldn't use him as an example.
Well, you don't have another example. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, you can't be both a libertarian and a statist at the same time. Doesn't work that way. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. Hello, David in Massachusetts, going once. David in Massachusetts, going twice. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll put him on hold, and instead we'll try Scott in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Scott. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties back at the studio. That's going to be my guess at this point. Two calls in a row, no audio. We'll try. There he is. Hey, Scott, you're on the air.
Yes, I can't define libertarianism, but I know it when I see it.
Okay.
It's an old joke about...
Yeah, it is. It's a court joke. Was that all you had, or do you have more?
I'd like to address the police officer a few callers back.
Sure.
He sounded like a good guy and thoughtful. And I believe his premise was that the laws exist because that's what the voters wanted.
It's a ridiculous premise, but yes, he did say something like that.
And I'd like to give him some examples where I don't think that's true. In my state, the drunk driving limit is 0.08. It used to be 0.10 till about 12 years ago when the unelected Federal Highway Administration decided to make it 0.08.
Mm.
Now, did my state pass the law making it 0.08? Yes, but it was under duress of losing $63 million a year in highway funding. Okay? That wasn't the people petitioning their elected people to do something. Another example is these DUI checkpoints or safety checkpoints. They're really not, it wasn't a law passed by a state legislature or the Congress. It was kind of headed to us by the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, and those are also frequently federally funded as well, those DUI checkpoints.
Yeah, the vast majority of laws that are enforced out there aren't, you aren't seeing citizens clamor for these, you know, the enforcement of these laws. In many cases, they sort of got handed down to us. I'd put up speed limits, for instance. Many people find that the speed limits in many areas are too low. But what do you do about it? How do you get that changed? Well, why don't you spend the next 5 years petitioning your local or state government to get that changed? If you don't like it, citizen, suck an egg.
You'd have a brutal fight on your hands politically just to try to up it 5 miles an hour.
I agree. And I'd like to say one more thing. You know, environmental laws, tax law, like this penalty for if you don't have insurance and you don't get some type of Obamacare, it's going to eventually, somebody's going to have 3, 4, 5 years. The IRS is going to put out a warrant. It's going to be enforced by a police officer. Again, these are coming from bureaucracies like the IRS or the EPA, environmental law. And
that's true. They write their own regulations. They don't ever go through Congress.
We've got a lawyer industrial complex in Washington, D.C. and the state capitals around America. The idea that the average citizen is somehow, participatory in this this form of government, I think, is antiquated at best. Mostly what we have is a bunch of lawyers writing laws so that other lawyers have work.
Yeah, go ahead fast, Scott. Go ahead.
Okay, you've got DUI law. You've got simple possession laws. You know, when the chief of police says, okay, today's January 1st, whoever has the most DUI arrests or possession arrests December 31st, I'm promoting to corporal, that compromises the integrity. That incentivizes the individual police officer to go out and arrest people for his own advantage, promotion, you know, higher salary, advancement in the department. I don't like that.
I should not.
Great call. Great call, Scott. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What? Police don't have quotas, someone's likely saying out
well,
there.
The news stories are over and over again. The police police departments around the United States, not all of them, have quotas. They have systems for benefiting.
It's not a quota, Mark, if it's a departmental average.
Right. They have things that we would all call quotas. We would call incentives.
If you are above the departmental average in your number of arrests, then you get rewarded. And if you're below the departmental average, you are punished.
If handing out tickets is part of your job, then, of course, they're going to have employees are going to have benchmarks they're supposed to reach.
Our toll-free number. We might have time for you. If you dial it now, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Please visit our brand new website at freetalklive.com. You can still create the content there. It's still an interactive site with commenting, and you can actually leave your show topic suggestions right there on the front page of the site. You can vote up whatever other people have suggested, or vote it down if you don't like it. Go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And it's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. Let's go first to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to Robin in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to talk to you tonight a little bit about something. You keep using the term over and over, victimless crime.
Yeah.
And I just want to address that for just a moment. And talking earlier about police and discretion and things like that. But really, I have to say, you know, I know there's been a lot in the news lately about people being killed by the police as far as, like, running from a traffic stop. Or there was a teen who refused to get out of his car, and it turned rather violent. And I have to admit that that was police using, not using discretion. But the point is, there is no victimless crime, in my opinion, because the police are there to monitor and make sure we don't get to that point. And, you know, say you get stopped. I got stopped recently for having an expired license. Didn't know it was expired. But I didn't take off and run for
license
the police.
Plate? License plate?
That gives them, that does nothing but give them discretion right there for probable cause to chase me down. And so when my teen son comes to me all the time and says, did you hear about all these things? The first thing I say to him is, and what did you learn from it? You know, I mean, that's how we prevent these things from happening. Everybody wants to put the blame on the police all the time, but how we don't get to this point.
Oh, I don't think everybody wants to put the blame on the police. I think generally people blame the victim, and that we're just now seeing a small turn towards the other.
Well, wait, you said there's no victimless crime. I really want to explore that with you. So, what about prostitution?
As far as I'm concerned, that's an open case for, like, if it's not monitored by the local, health organization, then it becomes a victim. It becomes a crime.
No. Who's the victim?
The people who are going to the prostitute.
You can't be a victim of yourself. I mean, the people going to the prostitutes are consenting. They're deciding. They're choosing to go there.
Well, that's like saying you're choosing to kill someone or you're choosing to smoke.
No. When you kill somebody, you're taking someone else's life. Then you're creating a victim, okay? But if you're going to a prostitute, that is a consensual act between two people. Do you even understand what a victim is?
I think I perfectly well understand.
Well, maybe you don't, because a victim is someone who has something done to them without their consent. Are two men in a boxing ring victims?
Okay, so you're riding in the car with someone who's running from the cops. You're speeding from them, and the police have to shoot to stop the vehicle, and you get hit.
Police don't have to shoot to stop vehicles, and there are plenty of places where high-speed chases have been outlawed, where police are disallowed from doing high-speed chases.
You did not.
If a police officer shoots into a car and kills an innocent person who is stuck in a car with somebody that wasn't intending to run, those police, in my opinion, are guilty of manslaughter at the very least.
Look, you didn't answer my question.
Word, intending to run. Very few people, I think, intend to commit any kind of crime or intend to run from the cops. I didn't intend to have a license that was expired, but it is what it is.
You didn't answer my question. I'd like to focus on your idea that there are no victimless crimes. So when two men get into a boxing ring with one another in a boxing tournament, they're hitting each other. Are they victims?
They're not. And I think you're right about that. I think maybe I stated that wrong.
So then you would agree that when a man and a woman have to
monitor in order to prevent. You can't just say, okay, because no one's hurt because you were speeding this time, because no one's hurt because you're DUI this time, because, no one's hurt because your license are expired this time. But those things are monitored to prevent larger things from happening.
What do you think that an expired license leads to?
I would think if my license was expired and they can no longer track me because of that.
Why would they not be able to track you? You still have numbers on the back of your car. That's just a tax stamp, lady.
Maybe I moved out of state.
Still have numbers on the back of your car. If the license plate is missing.
Maybe I'm driving your car.
Indeed, but that doesn't change the fact. Hold on, you could be driving my car with the proper tax stamp on the back. It's just a tax stamp. It's revenue generation. They are armed fundraisers. They are not law enforcement officers.
The officers have to monitor what is going on and who is who.
Are you attracted?
Do you know what a nanny state is?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. In my state, there are a lot of people driving cars who don't have insurance, who don't have license. You get hit.
Who are they victimizing?
Here in New Hampshire, you don't have to have insurance.
They can't pay the hospital bill.
Here in New Hampshire, you don't have to have insurance. And somehow or another, things are just fine here.
That's a good luck to New Hampshire. I had a good friend whose mother was hit, and she died, and the people didn't pay anything for a hospital bill.
I lived in Florida. They had mandatory insurance, and the insurance isn't enough to cover people anyway.
You're going to die if you get hit anyway. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're going to die, the insurance isn't going to stop that.
The insurance didn't kill her.
Look, you keep changing the topic here, Robin. I was specifically talking to you about victimless crimes. You admitted that two men in a boxing ring are not committing crimes against one another, that they're not victimizing each other because they consented to it. So when a man and a woman go into a bed and they have sex with one another and the man gives the woman money for the sex acts, where's the victim?
And I thought I agreed with you that in those cases that perhaps I stated what I was trying to say wrong.
Okay, so then you would agree that there are victimless crimes.
I would agree that there are actions where no one's a victim.
There you go.
The word crime implies there's been a crime, and a crime implies that someone is harmed in it, whether it be yourself or someone.
It sure does.
It does imply that, but I think we've now come to the conclusion that just because it's a crime doesn't mean that someone was harmed, right? Yeah. Like, so, for instance, if I'm smoking cannabis, then no one else has been harmed besides ostensibly myself, correct?
depends on what you're about to do. No one's been harmed the moment you inhale it. If you're going to go drive a school bus and you're high, yeah, someone could be hurt, and therefore it's
well, then let's punish people who actually hurt other people rather than people who smoke plants. Thank you for the call tonight, Robin.
Perfect.
I appreciate it. Your toll-free number for here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to, let's go to Ron in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, Ron, can you back off your phone by like an inch and a half or 2 inches or something? You're really overblown.
It's a Bluetooth. I'll talk quieter.
All right.
Is that better?
Not really, but go ahead quickly.
Okay.
I thought Bluetooth was supposed to be good technology. What is this crap?
I don't know, man. You got me. So are you guys advocating that the libertarians are not anarchists, that libertarians are for a structural form of government?
No, I wouldn't say that. Libertarians are just the definition of a libertarian is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle, somebody who doesn't think it's appropriate to use aggressive force in order to achieve political or social goals. Now, a libertarian can still advocate for a very small government, but at the same time, they wouldn't be able to advocate that the government use aggressive force in order to achieve its goals. So that libertarian would have to advocate for a government that is actually funded on a consensual basis.
And I would further point out that an anarchist advocates for no rulers, whereas libertarians, what they would advocate for is voluntary forms of government.
Ron, thanks for your call, man. I got to let you go because the phone's just too bad. David, listening in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, I would raise this from the viewpoint that we are trying to have a civilization and that people have agreed that when somebody gets erratic without end, that's how they end up as brutal kings. You know, if you imagine some guy just starts bullying from an early age and starts acquiring not only money and power, but they end up basically forcing everybody into servitude. That's what 1776 was all about. That there were these phony people that pretended that they were in charge, and so we came up with a civilization to put those people in check. And so when you start talking about libertarianism, you're basically talking about the rise of that again. So I am far from being a libertarian. In fact, I remember back in 1980 when the Koch brother was running for vice president, and I think it wasn't Pat Choate. I'm trying to think of who the guy that was running with him was. That other guy actually bought and copyrighted the libertarian name, and nobody else could run without paying him copyright.
Well, anybody who supports copyright couldn't possibly be a libertarian. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Let's give Steve in Indiana a final 10 seconds. Go, Steve. You got a quickie.
Yeah, I got a quickie. What really gets me fired up is the Social Security that I'm not ever going to receive. The government takes it out of my paycheck every week, and I know it's not going to be there.
Now, I'm with you, man. Call us another night. We can talk further about how bad of an idea Social Security is and how it's a Ponzi scheme and all that stuff. We'll see in the meantime at online at freetalklive.com, brand new website.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.